This is a production of Green Couch Audio.
Bingo!
You're listening to Friends on Film, a weekly movie news and movie reviews podcast. Here's your two despicable hosts, Devin and Monty.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Friends on Film, a weekly movie news, movie reviews podcast this week. We're going to be discussing the new Jennifer Lawrence film, Red Sparrow. We're going to get into recommendations, then a little news. Monty, you got anything to recommend this week you've been watching? Sopranos?
Well, I've been catching up on The Sopranos. Where are you at right now?
I am in the middle of season three.
I'm season two, third episode, the one where... Meadow throws the house party.
Well, now that you've watched the whole first season, we can talk about the first season. What did you think about it?
Really liked it. Like, it was a lot like The Wire, where it's just like it took its time, but
it definitely took its time, didn't it?
The build up is getting good, and oh, dude, like when Tony gets to his mom's face when she like has the stroke, and he's like yelling at her while she's being wheeled down. It's like, I know you did it. Like,
dude, his own mom put a hit out on him.
Yeah, and she's just.
Isn't she the worst?
Oh no!
Hate her.
Oh, I know. She's the best though.
Tony.
I just let me die here. Like, oh, good. She's gonna get it soon. Like,
Yeah, dude. It's good. I just finished. I think it was Man, I can't wait until you get this part, because this episode was crazy. It was something happened to the doctor, and the end was just like, it was one of those episodes to where, like, I thought all the episodes were good, but this one ended, like, on such a good beat.
It changed the dynamic.
Yeah, man, I was like, it's really good now.
During its time when it was on, like, a lot of people were saying they think this is the greatest television show of all time. Some people to this day still believe it's one of the best.
Dude,
it's going to take a lot to replace The Wire in my heart, but dude, yeah, it's pretty,
it's up there.
Oh, it's getting so good.
HBO has just came out with so many good shows, man.
I think maybe I talked about this on the podcast maybe a week or two ago, but like, you know, on YouTube there's that Watch Mojo. They had a list of like the 10 greatest shows to come from HBO,
and it was number 3, wasn't it?
Number 2 was The Wire, number 1 was obviously Game of Thrones. And
which, man, an argument could be made for that too.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, but isn't that a good argument to have for HBO, to like, which of our three shows, which are supposed to be classics?
Well, think of what else is on there. What other great shows they have? Entourage. Entourage was a great show.
I only watched a little bit of it.
The last couple seasons weren't that good, but I
get it though. The Larry Sanders Show back in the day.
Curb Your Enthusiasm. A lot of the Band of Brothers short was crazy good.
I know that if dudes hear this, I'll get mocked for it. Sex and the City. There's a lot. There's a lot of really
Six
good,
Feet Under. Six, have you ever
I've
watched?
I've never
that?
Watched it, and I've always heard great things about it.
Oh my God, it is so good.
So maybe once we get done with this, we start getting into.
We can do. Yeah, I'll rewatch 6 Feet Under because, dude, it is so good. I crushed through that whole series in like 2 weeks.
Really,
dude, it was so good.
I
binged the hell out of that show.
Because the guy who created that, didn't he also create True Blood?
I think so, yeah.
Did you watch True Blood?
I watched a lot of True Blood until the last, I think I ended up finishing it, but man,
couple seasons were horrible. Like, and I gotta tell you, I'm not really a vampire kind of guy, but I've heard that it's a really good show, so.
And I wasn't either, but like, it was, that's back when the vampire craze was huge.
Yeah, that is true.
And Twilight and all this other stuff, mm-hmm. but. It was like a rated R Twilight, but it was really good. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I kind of like the thought of eternal life. So, like, I'm not a huge vampire fan, but that's one of their biggest things is they can live forever. So, like, you know, when a vampire is like 1,000 years old and it tells their backstory, whatever, I think it's kind of cool. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but at the same time, like, you think about, like, all this technology that they could have, all the changes they've seen, and now they... Vampires are around today. They see, you know, kids eating Tide Pods, and they're just like, well, humanity's getting worse and worse as it is.
I started watching a show on Netflix called Everything Sucks.
Oh,
have you seen
the 90s show?
It
It looks awesome.
I blazed through it.
Oh, yeah. It looked
it
awesome.
It was so good.
It was.
It was so good. I finished it in like 2 days.
There's a...
It's so good.
Yeah. I think the 90... I mean...
It's based on...
the 90s, right?
It's based on the 90s and it's based on like a group of kids and it's really interesting and it's intriguing and... I guess it kind of gives it away in a couple episodes, but I don't know. If you start watching it, we'll talk about it too because mm-hmm. it's just really cool, and it's kind of a different look, I guess, mm-hmm. on how shows are like that because it's kind of like Freaks and Geeks,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't have just like ordinary tropes to it. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. It was pretty good. I flew right through it.
Show that I'm recommending, The Joel McHale Show with Joel McHale.
Yeah, have you been watching that?
Oh, God. Yeah, I loved The Soup when it was on
E. I used to watch The Soup a lot back in the day.
It's basically the same. It's the same exact format.
Right.
And
he can say whatever he wants.
He can say whatever he wants. He makes fun of Netflix shows, like shows on Netflix.
Oh, really?
Have you ever seen the show or heard of that show, Ultimate Beastmaster?
Yes.
So it's like
Ninja Warrior, right?
Yeah, like American Gladiator or something like that. And there's a clip where a woman, like, she's like, has to jump to this next column and she like she's got a big cut and she's bleeding. And so she like, for the camera, I don't know if she's just trying to pose and look tough, but she like takes the blood, wipes it under her eyes like she's trying to be a warrior.
What?
And then she jumps across the column and totally biffs it and falls down. And that is the funniest shit I've seen in such a long time. Because she's trying to look tough and badass, and then she just biffs it, man. Oh, yeah. But yeah, no, if you love The Soup, you'll love The Joel McHale Show, because
I might have to check it out. Is it every week?
Every week. It's just like, it comes out. Every new
just
comes
like
out,
The Soup used to be.
Yeah, it comes out, I think, every Saturday night or Sunday morning. Like when Sunday morning rolls around, that's when I usually watch it. It's only about two episodes in so far, but that's part of my new regular viewing.
I might have to check it out.
Yeah.
The last thing I wanted to talk about that I saw, I finished up my watching all the Best Picture nominees.
Oh, yeah?
And
because the Oscars tomorrow night, right?
Yeah, and I watched The Phantom Thread.
How was it?
It is different.
It's strange.
It's about a 1950s tailor, Daniel Day-Lewis
yeah.
is like a big tailor in the 50s. And he meets it and starts dating this girl. And it is definitely a Paul Thomas Anderson movie.
Because he's the guy who did...
There Will Be Blood.
And Magnolia and Boogie Nights. Which,
yes.
Which I've always hated that movie.
If you like There Will Be Blood,
mm-hmm.
you'll like this.
Okay.
This movie is... This movie is it's really good.
Yeah.
You know, all his movies are good. It looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Day-Lewis is freaking amazing.
That's his last movie he's going to be in, right?
Supposedly. But it's weird. It takes a weird turn, and
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it.
There's a... Yeah, I completely forgot until today that the Oscars are this weekend, and Rotten Tomatoes has a thing like where you can print off like a scorecard, like make your predictions of who
right.
the Oscars are going to
be.
We
should have done that.
Should have. I'm going to go with Dunkirk. That's my. I don't know. I don't know what the odds on favorite is. You think it?
Have you watched Dunkirk?
No, but I've heard it's awesome.
It, dude. It. Yeah.
I read.
It's good. It wasn't my favorite film.
Yeah.
Lady Bird is probably my favorite. Or Call Me by Your Name, but
yeah. I read a review, I can't remember where it was, maybe in Rolling Stone or something like that, where the guy had said, Dunkirk is the best war movie ever made. And so that's a pretty big statement to make when you compare to movies like Saving Private Ryan or My Old Man, one of his favorite movies, Doctor Strangelove.
Yeah,
yeah.
And how the bombs save the war or whatever.
Gentlemen,
that movie is weird.
Gentlemen, there's no fighting
in
the
war
room. Yeah,
but that's Kubrick. So
yeah, it's a satire. It's very dry.
Yeah.
So
it looks really good, and it does make you like. I guess there's not. I don't really remember much score in it.
Mm-hmm.
So like there is score in it, but some of the action they don't play any music behind, so it makes you
it's more
like
intense.
Feel like mm-hmm. yeah you're there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought it was good, and it looked really good, and it was edited really well.
And Christopher Nolan directed it, and so just about anything that guy touches, it's going to be something like a new take on something. That guy, I think, I think that guy is like our generation's like James Cameron or Spielberg.
Like, yeah, dude, I love everything he comes out with, except for Interstellar. I didn't like Interstellar that much.
Yeah, I haven't seen that, and I haven't seen The Prestige yet.
You still ain't watched The Prestige?
No, I wanted to.
It's on Netflix.
I know. I just found out this week. I was looking all over because I used to have it, and I was like, do I still have it? And I was like, well, crap. And I was like, well, let me see. Maybe it's on Netflix. There's no good chance. Probably not. There it is.
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
I know. There's no excuse. You know what, there is an excuse. I've been exhausted this week.
So you mean when you're laying down and relaxing, you can't turn on a movie?
I want to just turn on and watch something that I've watched over and over. Just,
dude, we're almost finished with The Office. I've never got to season 9.
I've watched a little bit of season 9. I remember watching the series finale, and I didn't really care about anything.
Oh,
else.
You haven't finished season 9?
I watched the season finale when it came on. The series finale when it came on, and.
Dude, season 9 is weird.
I've heard it. They basically, I know.
They show a lot of the guys like behind the mics and stuff, and I didn't like it. It changed the whole.
They also destroyed Andy's character. Like they wrote it, like just made him look like
a total idiot. He was gone for most of the whole season.
Yeah, I didn't like the way they did it.
So yeah, and it even looked different. It felt different. It feels different.
I'm one of those people who believe that.
Parks and Rec did it good, I think. Yeah. You know? They kind of wrapped it up, went into the future.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But they kind of dropped off a little in the last couple seasons.
Parks and Rec?
Yeah.
Yeah. Seasons 2 and 3 were my favorite.
Oh, yeah. 2 and 3 are the good stuff.
The Greg Pakaitis episode is still one of my all-time favorite episodes.
Yes.
I'm not crying. I'm allergic to jerks.
And he comes up in like the last season too, because he's dating the one girl.
He staples Leslie's dress to the table.
I don't know, the fart attack one's pretty funny too.
I just want to hear the doctor say Jerry had a fart attack. Is that too much to ask for? Yes. Oh God, is a dinosaur fart in here? Jerry, did you eat farts for lunch? Just zinger after zinger, man.
News this week. Avengers Infinity War moved release up, date got moved up a week.
Yeah.
How weird is that?
Did you see the ad campaign for it? Tony Stark. Hey, Marvel, can you move it up a week? Well, just for me? Well, how about for everyone? That's genius marketing. Like, because that's going to get a big head start.
I wonder why they did it, though.
There's so much anticipation for it, probably. Plus, the week before, I think, is that... Have you seen that new movie with Dwayne Johnson, Rampage, the one about that giant ape?
Is that come out that weekend?
Oh, it comes out the 20th. Oh.
Dude, that looks terrible. Did you see the preview for The Tower?
Skyscraper.
Skyscraper.
I just saw these like in the middle of a tall building. I haven't seen anything else.
Oh, it wasn't. There was a preview for it at the before Red Sparrow.
Oh, no, there was a preview. Well, when I went to go see it... there's a preview for Rampage, the gorilla movie. So, well, maybe...
The one I went to had a preview for The Tower or whatever, Skyscraper.
Skyscraper.
And he's has a fake leg. Yes. He has a fake leg. He's got a fake leg. And, he's got a, like, apparently the skyscraper has, like...
Don't. I just... to those listening, I'm not being insensitive to people with...
prosthetic legs.
Oh, it's just... I already know that he's going to use... Let me guess. He used the prosthetic leg as a tool.
Oh, he's hanging upside down. He's hanging upside down, and it's like,
oh God!
There's a rope wrapped around his fake leg, and of course, this is gonna be so interesting to listen to.
Okay,
the rope's wrapped around the fake leg that he's dangling by.
Okay. I have to go watch it now. We're going to have to watch it after the podcast because this looks sounds terrible. Oh, God. Put that head to head with the Avengers.
I'm glad I can edit this.
No, don't. Please don't.
Okay.
That's not that,
he's tackling my ankle. Got okay. a rope okay. around him.
Yeah.
And, of course, you see a close-up of it, and it goes click. And then it cuts to, like, coming out in whatever. So he's, like, hanging by it, and you see, like, click. Oh, no, he's going to fall because the fake leg's going to detach.
I thought he was going to say, he's going to say something like, oh, we're all just hanging by a thread or something. Oh, God.
I'm literally crying.
Me too. I have tears in my eyes right now. Oh, God, man.
Anyway, yeah. Dwayne Johnson with a fake leg. That must have been.
Oh, this sounds terrible.
It looks terrible. It looks so bad.
Okay. Are you ready to start with the... You got any more news? Got any more news?
Yeah, I had one more news besides the Kevin Smith heart attack.
Kevin Smith?
The director. You didn't see that?
No.
Yeah, he almost died. He had a massive heart attack, almost died.
I saw that... Well, he's not a movie star, but like Rick Ross, like he's was found unconscious. The rapper Rick Ross.
Oh, the rapper.
Every day hustling.
You know, that's so weird. I was just watching a documentary before you came over about the drug dealer, Rick Ross.
Oh, yeah?
That the rapper stole his name from.
Oh, no joke.
That pretty much like supplied all of the crack cocaine in the 80s.
No joke.
Yeah, dude. But anyway, yeah, Kevin Smith. Almost died. He was doing a show at like the Comedy Store or something in LA, and he was supposed to do two of them. And during the middle one, he felt weird.
Mm-hmm.
And so they rushed him to the hospital, and they said, yeah, if you would have done the second show, you'd be dead.
No way.
100% blockage on one of his arteries.
Oh, God.
47 years old. Man. But he recovered, and he's already at home. So.
No, good to hear, man. Dwayne Johnson with a fake leg.
But Rick Ross is found unconscious, huh?
Yeah, he's... last I'd read that he was on life support.
Damn.
I mean, I don't know if that's true. It was something I'd read, like, recently, like gossip.
This was another thing that I had to get to in news. Brad Pitt joins Leonardo DiCaprio in the new Quentin Tarantino Manson movie.
Like Charles Manson?
Yes,
ooh.
Dude. It's set... I guess they're going to play two... roommates, DiCaprio and Pitt, who like live next door to Sharon Tate.
Oh, really?
In 1969. Mm-hmm. But it's also going to be about like the murders and everything. I bet it's going to be good.
Wow.
Tarantino, DiCaprio,
mm-hmm.
and Brad Pitt.
Some good.
And Tarantino might be directing the next Star Trek. Did you see that?
Mm-mm.
After this movie?
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
But I don't know. Do you think you'd go see it?
Yeah, I didn't see the last Star Trek movie. Or talk about the Manson
movie. Manson movie.
I was going to say, if they're trying to cast Brad Pitt or Leonardo DiCaprio as Manson, I probably would say no. It's like those dudes are too handsome to be
They're not going to be Manson.
Yeah, I'd probably be interested in seeing it.
It's Quentin Tarantino. He doesn't really make bad movies.
Mm-hmm.
Hateful Eight, yeah.
I liked Hateful Eight.
It was okay.
I really liked Django
Unchained. I like Django a lot, dude. DiCaprio was hella good in that, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, let's get into our movie review of Red Sparrow.
Okay.
Morning, Mama.
What is it?
I have to go away for a while. I was told to take a man to a hotel. They said he was an enemy of the state.
Take off your dress.
In the next exchange, my mother would get the doctor she needed. Instead, they cut his throat. There could be no witnesses. So they gave me a choice. Die or become a sparrow.
That was the trailer for the new Red Sparrow movie. It is directed by Francis Lawrence. Written by Justin Haythe, based on the book by Jason Matthews, starring Jennifer Lawrence, Joel Edgerton. What'd you think of this movie, Monty?
It was okay.
Yeah.
You too?
I thought it was a good beginning.
Mm-hmm.
The beginning had like a plot twist in it, a crazy plot twist within like the first 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
With her dancing partner.
Yes.
And then I thought the ending was good. I liked the ending. Mm-hmm. And the middle was a slog that took forever to get through. Forever.
Mm-hmm.
This movie is 2.5 hours long. Two hours and 20 minutes.
I thought it was. It felt like every bit of 2 hours 20 minutes.
Every bit. This movie could have been 1 hour and 45 minutes. There could have been stuff they took out, mm-hmm. but it was good. But it wasn't good.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could recommend seeing this in theaters.
Mm, yeah, I couldn't recommend it either. So I have a couple of points of view or a couple of things that I want to complain about with the movie.
What?
One is the casting of Jennifer Lawrence. Jennifer Lawrence is basically America's sweetheart at this point. She reminds me a lot of like what Meg Ryan and Julia Roberts was in the 1990s.
Uh-huh.
Like Girl Next Door, America's Sweetheart. Everyone loves her. And she did a good job with the performance as well as she could. She did a very good accent. But every time I looked at her, I kept seeing, nope, you're Katniss. Nope, you're the girl from Silver Linings Playbook. And I couldn't see her, really.
I thought she did great, but I hate... They should have just done them talking Russian and had...
Subtitles.
And at one point, they do.
Mm-hmm.
In that hotel room. Mm-hmm. The guy talks in Russian to her, mm-hmm. and they have subtitles. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, why have you not done this whole time then? Because there's been points where it's just Russians,
mm-hmm.
and they're talking English. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That was one thing that really bothered me. I don't know why. But I was just like, I don't know.
Again, I think the casting of Jennifer Lawrence as her, I thought her performance was good, but I think that she didn't really show a lot of emotion. It just seemed like she like maintained like the same facial expression the entire time throughout the movie, except for a few scenes where she was getting hit or when something horrible was happening. It just seemed like there wasn't a lot of range. And she's a hell of an actress.
Yeah. But that was also kind of the point, right?
Yeah, I guess. But, I mean...
So...
I don't know.
So, I have a bunch of problems with this movie, mm-hmm. about... Jeremy Irons is the weirdest casting choice ever.
I didn't think it was that bad.
It completely threw me off.
Mm-hmm.
She's only in the Sparrow program for 3 months,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
I thought, like, if you're gonna be trained to do that, that's probably like a year at least, right?
Yeah.
And they pull her out like we haven't even seen that she's like a super standout student or the best of the best. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. There's basically like because she knows people higher up in the government that she got special treatment. Didn't show her her character building up or her character becoming a better soldier, not soldier, spy or whatever the term you're looking for. Go ahead. Sorry.
None. I don't know. This movie was just like a nothing. The beginning I liked, and like she has a dancing partner and she's a ballerina, mm-hmm. and then she like snaps her leg, and I guess we can get into
spoiler alert
that into spoilers. There's a bunch of spoilers for this movie, so let's just get into spoiler alert.
Alert! Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert!
Okay, first off, her dancing partner breaks her leg intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
That was a crazy twist right at the beginning, within like the first five
mm-hmm.
minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, and then it goes nowhere after that. She beats the shit out of him to a pulp.
Yeah. Like you could see his new partner were going to bone. You saw they were going to hook up. So, Although it's kind of cool that she just went bananas on him and just beat
him
up.
Apparently she didn't kill him because
no, because why would you? Why would you in the movies? If there are people in the who like watch this movie thinking it's not going to be that violent.
Dude, this movie is so violent. That scene where the dude's being choked on top of her in the hotel room, that shit looked real as hell.
Yes. There's a couple of rape scenes in there in the movie.
There's some rape. She got naked.
Yeah, but she basically told him to stop, and he kept going. And that's when he got choked.
No, but she like shows her boobs in the movie.
No. But yeah, she does. And that's another thing. Another thing. She gets naked in the movie, and As a man, I am not going to complain and say, "Oh, I hated this," because Jennifer Lawrence is a beautiful girl. She's very attractive, but at the same time, it felt like the cinematography. It felt like they was like trying to like focus so much on her body, like it was like zooming in like on her body, and it felt like it was trying to taking away from the story. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it wasn't like fully full. I mean, you kind of like saw her boobs a little bit. Yeah.
It felt like it was like more like, it felt like it was just like panning like directly on her body. And again, as a man, I think she's a beautiful woman and I'm not going to complain, but there are a lot of people who will probably say, I don't really see the purpose of like zoning in like that much.
Right.
I think that some of those scenes, like there are a couple of scenes where she was being raped or sexually assaulted, and it was pretty intense. Like it made me a little squeamish watching. I was like, ugh, that looks.
And that's the whole thing about that program is it's not necessarily just it is a spy ring, but all they do is like break you down so much that you'll just sexually do whatever to whoever for whatever.
Her line, "You sent me to whore school." It's basically a school for seduction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And this is set in 2018, I guess. Right?
I have no idea when it was set.
You'd think
it would be set in the 90s with those damned floppy disks.
Yeah, that was weird, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's another part of the spoiler.
Mary Louise Parker.
Isn't that she from Weeds?
Yeah, and that was kind of crazy how she got like...
Whack!
Boom!
Yep. She gets hit by a van.
What was the other thing I was going to say? I don't know. I liked how the story set up with him like giving away his agent, and that's how kind of all the backstory stuff. I don't know. It just seemed like they could have tightened up this movie and made it so much better.
Mm-hmm.
Because I did like the beginning, and I thought it was good. And I did, the end was good. We can get into that. But the middle of it, it took so long.
And see, like, once, like, up till the very end, like, when they make the exchange, where they go meet on the
air, right?
I felt like that whole, like, from up until there until, like, the scene where they're with Mary Louise Parker, like, that felt like that whole scene just stretched out, like, everything in between the middle between those.
Yes.
Just, it felt like it just took forever.
Yes. Yeah. Even when it was supposed to be intense, when she's, like, unloading the floppy disk and stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like, all right, well, how can we make this longer and more tedious? They succeeded.
And so you find out why the Jeremy Irons, when I thought, oh, why is Jeremy Irons in this movie? You find out because he's the bad guy.
He's the mole.
He's the mole.
But then he said, he basically believes that Russia is too corrupt, and so... But I thought that was actually a cool twist that she said, you know, I want you to take my place instead.
Yes, I did too.
And then instead she turns over her uncle.
Because it's her whole reason she's in the predicament in the first place. Because
her creepy, super creepy, incestuous uncle.
Uh-huh.
Her uncle in the movie, is like caressing her. It's very weird.
Very weird.
Mm-hmm.
And... she frames him for, mm-hmm. and it was cool how they did that. And I knew once that ink shit showed up in that school, I was like, "Oh, that's coming back." Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? That special ink where you can follow.
It was there for 6 weeks. They said.
Yep, and so Jeremy Irons still gets to live because he was gonna die. He was gonna give himself up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, God, that was just such a weird casting choice to me. Jeremy Irons?
I think that, again, the getting Jennifer Lawrence is probably the weirder of the two casting choices.
Yeah, but I can see that for a big tentpole movie like that.
Mm-hmm. You know, I wasn't necessarily, like, when the previews came out, I thought it looks kind of cool, but again, it's just like, it wasn't necessarily, I didn't go in, you know, having necessarily low expectations, but I was just like, eh, I wasn't really thinking this movie looks like it's going to be great. But I basically avoided reading any spoilers or anything up, reading up to it or reading information. I just wanted to go in with an open mind and just see it, see what they think, and just watch the movie without, without any background knowledge. Just go in clean slate. And I was just, I don't know. After I got out, I just felt like, well, I just felt like I wasted 2.5 hours of my time.
Which sucks, because there are some really cool shots in this movie, mm-hmm. too. There's some really cool overhead shots, and looked good.
Cinematography, like when it's outside in the snow, like outside, uh-huh. like Moscow, it looks gorgeous.
Yeah. It looked really good, but, I mean, what would you give this movie?
50% probably. If you're going to 0 to 100, 50%.
Really?
And that's me being generous. I think there's bless you.
Dang.
I think that you I usually go on my 4-star rating, 2 to 2.5, 2 1/4 of a star. Had potential to be really cool, but I got bored with it really. I got bored with it after a while.
Trying to find out where the Rotten Tomatoes score is.
It's 51%.
Is that what it was sitting at?
Mm-hmm. I just looked it up.
51. I would give it, man, it's 56 with the audience. Man. See, I'd give it maybe a 60. I'd give it a D because I like the beginning and I like the end.
And the rest of it was
the middle part. It just took forever.
It did feel like torture porn. It felt like one of those Saw movies where there's a lot of unnecessary like gruesome violence. And I'm not a squeamish guy. I'm not a
right.
I'm not a prude by any stretch of the imagination. I like movies like Kill Bill and Saving Private Ryan, where there's movies where they're high violence movies. This one just it just felt like a lot of...
So you would not recommend this movie?
Probably not. I mean, if it came on TV again, like I'd probably watch it, but I mean, I wouldn't go out, run a shot and buy it.
I don't really know. A Wrinkle in Time is coming out next week.
I think I'm taking my wife to go see that movie next weekend for her birthday.
Okay, so are we doing that movie?
I think we can probably do that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Next week we'll do A Wrinkle in Time. Yeah, I would not recommend going out and seeing Red Sparrow.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
Unless you got a movie pass and you're bored and you mm-hmm. want to go see it. But mm-hmm. did you get one yet?
No, I'm going to buy it, I think, the next week.
Actually,
next paycheck, I think I'm going to buy it.
So next week we'll do Wrinkle in Time. We hope that everybody's liking the podcast. How you liking doing it?
Good. Today's episode was the funnest one yet.
Yeah.
The tears in the eyes and just think about Dwayne Johnson with the fake leg.
All right. Well, you can reach us at Friends on Film on Facebook, Friends on Film Show at gmail.com, mm-hmm. and rate us on iTunes if you want. We hope you guys are enjoying the show, and we'll see you next week.
All right. Later.